السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. فقد قال الله عز وجل في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الطهور شطر الإيمان، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, tahara, cleanliness, is a part of iman. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized, that cleanliness is half of the iman. It's so important because our every ibadah, every worship start in the state of purity. We cannot worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state of impurity. And this is the only beauty of Islam, that this religion only emphasized on cleanliness. No other religion have any condition or guideline or regulations with regard to the cleanliness when a person is coming to the worship. There is no necessary for any Jew to be a clean to go to synagogue, or any Christian has to be clean before he goes or enter into the church. Likewise in temple for the Hindus or Sikh in the Gurudwara, there is no conditions in any way, in any, you can just enter and you can pray. But for Islam, it's so important that our ibadah, our worship is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until and unless we are clean. One cleanliness is a spiritual cleanliness, meaning our heart should be clean from the kufr and shirk. That is the greatest filth and dirt any human being can have, that he got the shirk in his heart, partnership with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, Inna shirka la dhulmun azim. The greatest, you know, injustice is to believe partnership with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Greatest shirk. But that is a spiritual impurity. I am talking about the physical impurity. And it is so important, my brothers and sisters, that on daily basis we are using the restroom. Without that we cannot survive. We have to relieve ourselves. In Saudi Arabia, there was no water in time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they used to use only the clay, mud clay, for the istinja. Istinja is Arabic word meant to clean ourselves after relieving, urination and both in the stool. When they came to Medina Munawwara, here the Ansar, they were prosper, they had farms. So particularly one tribe used to live nearby Quba, outskirts of Medina Munawwara. They were very particular about the cleanliness. They used to, prior to the Islamic regulations, that was their habit, natural habit, that they used to clean themselves with the clay and with the water. They were not practical in Arab society. As I said, the water was very scarce. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah At-Tawbah revealed the words, فِيهِ رِجَالٌ يُحِبُّونَ أَن يَتَطَهَّرُوا وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُطَّهِرِينَ. In Masjid Quba particularly, there are people, they like a purity, they love purity. رِجَالٌ فِي يُحِبُّونَ أَن يَتَطَهَّرُوا. Extra precaution they do as far as cleanliness is concerned. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praise them, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّخِرِينَ. Allah loves those who are clean. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when this ayat was revealed, it was not common in the society, as I said, that there was no water available, so they only used to use the clay for the istinja. So that was something new, they got shocked. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went with Hadrat Anas, Hadrat Jabir, Hadrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, few Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they went to see this particular tribe nearby Quba. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed them, O Ansar, Ya Ma'ashar al-Ansar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised you people in the Holy Quran with regard to the tahara and impurity. What is your purity? So then they simply said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we go to bathroom, when we use the toilet, we clean ourselves. And we have the intercourse with our wife, we take shower, and you know, we take ghusl properly and the for salat. And when we use the bathroom, then we use the clay in those days, and the water. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam confirmed it, yes, that's it. Because we muhajirin, we people came from Makkah, we only used clay because we never had water. You people are double. You are using clay and you are using the water. Extraordinary precaution for istinja, for purification. And that's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted your amal, your action, your habit, and Allah ta'ala has praised you in the Holy Quran. So my brothers and sisters, it shows the importance of cleanliness. Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala was walking and few kuffar came and started mocking on him. He said, look at which Nabi and Prophet you people are following. He is even teaching you how to use bathroom. You people are not that ignorant that someone has to tell you the simple thing, how to utilize the bathroom. Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu proudly said, he did not feel embarrassed. You know, Islam, we have to have the proud about our iman, about our Islam. We should not be impressed by anyone. We should not feel humiliation for any other religion or for any other culture. Our culture is best culture. Our civilized, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us, what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam practically shown us, there is no comparison in any religion as far as that kind of manners and the rules and regulations is concerned. So Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu proudly said, Ajal, لَقَدْ نَحَانَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَنْ نَسْتَقْبَلَ قِبْلَةَ بِغَائِتٍ أَوْ بَوْلٍ. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us and stopped us that we should not face Qibla while urinating or using the bathroom. We should not sit in a way that facing the Qibla or showing our back towards Qibla. وَأَلَّا نَسْتَنْجِي بِالْيَمِينِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the etiquette of the restroom also, that we should not use our right hand to clean ourselves. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created two hands, one is right, one is left. Right hand for all the good things, left hand for all the bad things. We are eating with the right hand, we are drinking with the right hand. So we should not utilize our right hand to clean the filth and urination and the stool in the bathroom. We should not. Arabs used to use right hand. So Rasulullah said, stop. No, don't use your right hand in the bathroom. Use your left hand only. Then he said, وَاللَّا نَسْتَنْجِي أَحَدُنَا بِأَقَلِّ مِنْ سَلَاتَةِ أَحْجَارِ. That we should not use less than 3 clay to clean ourselves. 1 clay is not enough. They used to just do 1 clay and they used to come out. Rasulullah said, at least you should use 3 clay in those days. Today, instead of that, we have the toilet paper. وَيَسْتَنْجِي بِرَجِينَ أَوْ عَزْمٍ. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited us to use a filthy things to clean ourselves and the bone. We cannot use ourselves to clean with the bones. These are some etiquettes mentioned in this hadith. Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا أتيتم الغائط فلا تستقبلوا القبلة ولا تستدبروها. That whenever you enter into the bathroom or restroom, toilet, you should not face the Qibla and you should not show your back towards Qibla. وَلَكِنْ شَرِّكُوا وَغَرِّبُوا. Rather, you should sit in the way that your face should be towards east or towards west. East or west, not north and south. قَالَ أَيُّوبُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ. He said, that was normal for us in Makkah Mukarramah. But as Islam is spread, فَقَدِمْنَا الشَّام. It happened that we went to the Sham, Syria. And there was a civilized country, Christian country in those days. فَوَجَدْنَا مَرَاحِدَ بُنِيَتْ قِبْلَ الْقِبْلَ. There we found all the bathrooms were built facing towards Qibla. Exactly in America. Normally in our bathrooms have made in such a way that if you sit inside, you are facing the Qibla. This is what happened in the Syria also. So Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala said, we got stuck. How you can use this toilet? It is built in a way that is facing the Qibla. فَنَنْحَارِفُ وَنَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى. So we used to make ourselves little, you know, pose in other side, and we used to make istighfar, tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this situation was, my brothers, in the time of Sahaba radhiyallahu ajma'in also. In today's time, same thing. Most of the toilets are built in such a way that when you sit, it's facing towards Qibla. Now what should we do? If you have your own house, you are the owner of the house, then you must make some arrangement. It is your house. Change it. Make some arrangement. But if you are renting, then you cannot do any changing inside. It's not your house. Then sit in a such a way in the toilet on the pane that you should not face towards Qibla, or you should not show your back towards Qibla. This is against the etiquette of sitting for the toilet. Another etiquette, Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, قَالَ كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِذَا دَخَلَ الْخَلَىٰ نَزَعَ خَاتَمَهُ. Whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to enter into the bathroom, into the restroom, he used to take out his Mubarak ring. He used to take out his ring and then used to give it to some Sahabi and then used to get inside the restroom. Why? Because on his ring it was written Muhammad Rasulullah. On his ring it was written Muhammad Rasulullah. He used to use it as a stamp. He used to write the letters to the kings and the leaders of the different countries. So he used to stamp it with his ring, which is written Muhammad Rasulullah, Muhammad the Prophet of Allah subhanahu. Because the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was written, name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was written on the ring. That's why I used to take it out. Now, especially our youngsters have this habit, they have the chain or necklace on which they have the pendant in which written name of Allah or Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they should make sure, or any ring they're wearing in the name of Allah, they should not enter with that. Should take it out before entering into the bathroom. This is, we have to be, have the precaution with regard to the etiquette of the toilet. Shaykh Khattabi rahmatullah alayhi said, okay, one more etiquette. Whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is also narrated by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اذا دخل الخلاء قال اللهم اني اعوذ بك من الخبث والخبائث. That whenever Rasulullah used to get enter into the bathroom, before getting into the toilet outside, he used to recite this dua, that oh Allah protect, I am seeking your protection from the male and female devils. And when you enter into the toilet, enter with your left leg first, and you will come out from the toilet, come out with the right leg first, and then outside, when you come out outside, then you should read this dua, غفرانا الحمد لله الذي أذهب عن العذاب وعافاني. Oh Allah, I am asking forgiveness. All praise you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has taken away the filth and dirt in comfort from me and granted me comfort. On this, Hazrat Shaykh Khattabi rahmatullah alayhi said, why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making istighfar when he was coming out? He said, Ghufranak. So Ulama explained that constantly Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to engage in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Constantly, not a single minute he used to waste without the zikrullah. But as I said, when you enter into the toilet, because that is a filthy place, dirty place, you cannot take the name of Allah inside the toilet. You cannot read any dua, you cannot read any ayat, you cannot greet, you cannot reply the salam. If someone is outside and is saying from the lobby, Assalamu alaikum Sulaiman, you can't reply from inside. It happened. Because Sahaba radiallahu anhu was very simple. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting, urinating somewhere, and some Sahaba came, and one of the Sahaba greeted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, assalamu alaikum. Rasulullah didn't reply, kept quiet. He was wondering what happened. Rasulullah is upset with me, he is not replying. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam relieved himself, then he made wuzu, then he called that Sahaba and said, I was not in the place to reply you. That was not good place. It was not clean place. That's why I didn't reply you. So if someone is, you know, greeting you while you are inside, don't answer. Don't reply to them. And while you are inside, you cannot even talk. Not even with your wife. So be quiet while you are inside. So Shaykh Khattabi rahmatullah alayhi said, the exit of the waste from the body of a human being is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is important for this, for his health and the life. In today's time, those people who are suffering from a poor digestion system or stomach disease and can't relieve themselves are going through a very difficult and painful process to relieve themselves at the hospital. They have to go to the hospital. For urination, they have to use the pipe to take that urine back with them wherever they go. Sometimes they insert the pipe in the nose and take out their stool through the nose. And that's why we should read this dua to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his great bounty and ask forgiveness. Alhamdulillah alladhi adhaba anil adha wa afani. Granted me comfort, took out my filth and dirt and granted me the comfort. So we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we are not going through with that kind of process with some people are suffering. To urinate while standing, this is another etiquette. To urinate while standing is an un-Islamic way.
Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to sit down and urinate. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha has narrated, qalat man haddathakum anna an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam kana yabulu qa'iman fala tasaddaqu ma kana yabulu illa qa'idan. That if someone comes and tell you that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was standing and has urinated, don't believe in him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam always used to sit down and he used to urinate. So to urinate while standing, we found some brothers, even the elderly brothers, they stand and they urinate. It's very, very bad habit, because when a person is standing, obviously 100% some drops of the urine will fill on his leg or on his trouser. So we have to protect ourselves from the drops of the urine. So to urinate standing is an un-Islamic way. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to sit down and urinate. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, to stand and urinate is the way of ignorance. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, if someone says to you that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to stand and urinate, then don't listen to him. The habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to sit down and urinate. But another hadith we found, Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated this hadith. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, anna Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam bala qa'iman li jarhi fi ma badaha. That one day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood up and he urinated in the standing position. Now ulama explained why it happened. Hazrat Huzaifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu also narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to a dump yard of the people and urinated while he was standing. And this happened seldom, sometimes. Otherwise, his normal habit was to sit down and urinate, as Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrated. So Imam Shafi and Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had once urinated in standing position due to a pain in his back and in his hip. His back and hip is paining, so he couldn't sit down. That was the reason why he was standing. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had severe pain in his Mubarak back. That's why it was difficult to sit down, and that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had urinated standing. Ibn Hibban rahimahullah alayhi said, the place Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had urinated was full of dirt, and there was no clean place to sit down. And that's why he had urinated in standing position. That was some excuse. So we also found sometime the situation that when we traveling or we go to the public place, shopping malls, airports, and there are only urination pens available and there is no other restroom, then one can urinate in standing position. If you have excuse, there is no other way, then only he can do it. In normal condition, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to sit down and urinate. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, to clean oneself after relieving with tissue and water is the best way. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised the Sahaba of the Quba, as I just explained. One should not urinate in the bathroom. That's also one of the habit. When people go to take shower, they even urinate inside the tap, bathtub. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has forbidden that, because most of the wasawis comes while a person is urinating, if he has a habit of urinating inside the bathtub. Abdul ibn Mughaffal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated this hadith. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam la yabulanna ahadukum fi mustahmahu fa inna ammat al-wasawis minhu. That we should not urinate in bathtub, because most of the wasawis of the shayateen happens because of their bad habit. Plus, you're going to take shower. If you urinate in that place, the place is already dirty, there is going to, the places, the drops of the urine can make your body also impure. That's why, this is the reason why we should not urinate while we are in the restroom. Yes, in the bathroom. But if the bathroom is made in such a way, most of the rooms have that bathroom, that one side is toilet and the bathtub is separate. So we can use the toilet itself and then relieve ourselves, clean ourselves, then enter into the bathtub and then take shower. But itself in the bathtub, that's the place we should not urinate. On last hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was passing by two graves. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated this riwayat, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was passing by two graves, and he found those people were, you know, buried inside. They were suffering from the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed that it is not because of the major sin. One person is getting punishment of the grave because he never used to clean himself from the urination. He was careless. He was careless. He never used to take care after relieving himself to clean it in proper manner. And the drops of the urine used to be on his body, on his clothes, and that's how he used to live. And that's why he is getting punishment in the grave. Other person was backbiting. That was his habit. He used to backbite, and that's why he's getting punishment in the grave. So my brothers and sisters, we have to take extra precaution to utilize how to use the restroom. There are some etiquettes. May Allah give us tawfiq to practice upon it.